Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Silence Speaks Loudest, the secret to getting your ex back. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. Check out my socials for extra content. The links are in the description. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Silence Speaks Loudest, the secret to getting your ex back. So if you've been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you might wonder what to say to them. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three reasons why silence speaks loudest when trying to get your ex back. So let's get straight into this. And point number one is demonstrates emotional maturity and strength. So when we're asking ourselves the question, what should I say to my ex? Well, this is where I honestly believe in most instances, silence speaks loudest. Now, there are going to be variations of your situation listening to today's podcast. I have an audience that ranges from 18 to people in their 70s, both men and women from across the world. I can't be speaking to every single one of you individually within this podcast, but in a general sense, I honestly believe that if you've been dumped, your best position is to never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. Now, as I've just said, there might be some caveats to that depending on your specifics, but by and large, I do believe that silence speaks loudest in regards to trying to get an ex back, rather than you actually considering what words to say or to text to your ex. I believe that getting into a position and thinking that I'm never going to contact my ex again unless they contact me first is going to give you that best chance of success. And point number one is because I believe it demonstrates emotional maturity and strength. Now, emotional maturity is absolutely vital if you want to try to get your ex back. And this is because it ties in with the concept of having a stable mindset. Now, whether you like it or not, we have to recognize that if you are someone who is behaving in a current scenario where your ex-dumper isn't too sure if you have emotional maturity, isn't too sure if you have a stable mindset, then we may as well instantaneously rip up the possibility of you getting your ex back. And that's what I'm saying about you might not like me, same as whether you like this or not. It is the reality. If you don't have a stable mindset, whether this is due to anger feelings, whether this is due to being overly emotional, whether this is due to not being able to focus on moving forward with your life, if you don't have your mindset in the right place, unfortunately, you won't get your ex back. Dumpers are not going to want to reconnect with someone who seems unstable. So if you can demonstrate emotional maturity and strength, you are showcasing a positive, stable mindset. Now, I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm not saying that it doesn't take work. I'm not saying that you won't need help in getting to this point. And there is no shame in wanting help, whether it is through friends and family, whether it is through a local doctor, whether it is through a coach, someone like myself via my audio coaching service. It doesn't matter where you get the support from, and it doesn't make you weak. It makes you sensible. It makes you forward thinking. I would say it makes you brave to take that step to try and get that support, because you are acknowledging that the way you are feeling and behaving right now is not likely to get your ex back. That's the first step. Acknowledging your situation, recognizing that you're not in the best place right now and you need that help. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no shame in that. But we have to realize that unless you get into that position where you have a stable mindset, where your ex-dumper can consider you as having a stable, strong mindset, demonstrating that emotional maturity, well, unless you can get to that position, I don't think you can get your ex back. If you can get yourself in that position, that will give you a very good opportunity of reattracting your ex. Being someone who is mature is very attractive. It doesn't mean you're boring. You know, sometimes people mix up maturity with being boring. Well, I would actually suggest that is an immature position to be in the first place, thinking that tie-in. But for those of you who are worried about that, you can be mature and still fun. It doesn't mean you have to live a life where you're not having fun. What we're saying here is that you're living your life in a stable, mature, thoughtful way. That is attractive. You don't want to be acting like a 10-year-old kid, okay? If you're acting like a 10-year-old kid, you're not going to be able to have an adult, functioning, long-lasting, loving relationship. It's just not going to work. So you've got to make sure that your actions, that your behavior, that your lifestyle tie into someone who is mature. Now, if you think that you have every right to be behaving erratically due to the way you've been treated, again, I would suggest you need that support. I'm not saying that you've been treated correctly or right. I'm not saying that you don't have the right to feel upset. But what I am saying is you need to think things through in a stable way. If you behave erratically, if you behave in a way which is troublesome, that is not going to get your ex back. Two wrongs don't make a right if you think that you deserve and should be behaving in an angry, frustrated and bitter way. If you behave in that way, whether or not you think it is right and deserved, it's not going to get your ex back, okay? So try and remove that negativity. Try and remove that drama from your lifestyle. It's not going to help. And if you feel that you can't move forward without the support, then absolutely go and get it. As I said, no shame in it. I think it's sensible, I think it's brave, and I think it shows accountability and understanding of where you're at. That's absolutely fine, and I believe that if you do that, you can alter your mindset into a more positive state and get to a place where you need to be. Now, I can't guarantee you'll get your ex back, but what I can guarantee is you stand a much better chance of getting your ex back if you behave in that way, and if you're not chasing your ex, if you're not behaving in a dramatic, negative, needy, desperate, overly emotional way towards your ex or the world, if you don't behave in that way, then you increase your chance of getting your ex back. Whereas if you do decide to go down that destructive path, then I'm afraid you're not likely to get them back. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is create mystery. Now, if you decide to not chase your ex, if you decide to not contact your ex, whether that is calling them, texting them, knocking on their door, waiting outside where they work, wherever and wherever it may be, if you decide that you are going to use my version of a no contact rule, never contacting your ex again unless they contact you first, then you will be creating mystery. Because if your ex isn't hearing from you, then they're going to be wondering about you. And if they're wondering about you, well, they're going to be filling in the blanks about what you may be doing. And as I've said in previous podcasts, for those of you who have listened, if we use our brain to fill in the blanks, unfortunately, it's not going to be helpful for us. You will notice yourself, dumpies. When you don't know what's going off with your ex, you will invent what you think is going off with them. And your brain, your mind will not help you. It won't help you at all. You'd think it'd be your friend. You think it would be on your side. But unfortunately, it presents to you the worst case scenario and something which is not actually realistically or likely to probably be the case. But your mind plays tricks on you. It fills in those blanks with things which are not ideal. Now, here's the thing. Your ex-dumper is going through a very similar situation. If they don't know what you're doing, if they don't know who you're spending time with, if they don't know what you're thinking, then they will fill in the blanks. They will fill in the blanks and their mind will also not be on their side. Their brain will also not be working for them in a logical way. Instead, they will start to invent stories, thoughts and feelings about what you may be doing. And it's not likely to be necessarily what you even are doing. This could be something which is really inflated. It could be this way, it could be that way. Ultimately, they don't know what you're doing. And that feeling of the unknown is going to create the mystery, the wondering, and hopefully For a lot of you dumpies, it can start to develop into them missing you. Because if they don't know what you're doing, if they don't know who you're spending time with, they will invent it themselves. And this can create that void, that vacuum which needs to be filled by their own thoughts, which won't help them. Instead, it will work against them and it will work instead for you. And this is what we want, dumpies. If you want your ex back, you need them to feel like they are unsure of your scenario. You have to make sure that they feel uncertain about your next move. They believe they know you inside and out. They believe that they know what you're doing every single day, every single hour. But if you're not telling them, if you're not reaffirming those thoughts and beliefs, all of a sudden, they start to erode away. Okay, you know, I thought my ex for dumpy wouldn't be doing anything right now because normally they've got the evening where they would used to just spend time with me and now I'm not with them, so they're alone. I really thought they might be texting me now, but they're not. You know, what are they doing instead? They used to be with me at this point in the week and they're not, but they're also not texting me. So what are they doing? And this is how a dumper's mind can start to spiral, to start to think about things which might be right, might be wrong. They just don't know. And that mystery, that wonder, that can play into your favour, dumpies. And why I believe when we consider the possibility of silence speaking louder than any actual words and the secret to getting your ex back, it creates mystery, it creates wonder, and it can create missing you. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.datemetips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. Talking about your feelings can also improve your mental health. It helps prevent the buildup of negative emotions, which can lead to stress, anxiety, depression, and even physical health issues. Speak your heart to free your mind. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about silence speaks loudest, the secret to getting your ex back. And point number three is it cuts off the value tap. Now this is the kicker. This is the one which can really increase that chance of getting your ex back by using the principles of silence speaks loudest, louder than any words you could actually say or text to your ex. And this is you are cutting off the value tap. Now, when you reach out to your ex, you're reaffirming their value. You are increasing their value. You are showcasing them as someone who deserves your time. Now, please don't get this confused. Your ex for dumper is end of a relationship. They are very unlikely to actually want you to reach out to them. And there is somewhat of a paradox. They don't want you to reach out to them, but if you do, you are pushing them onto that pedestal. They don't want you to reach out to them, but if you do, you are giving them value. That is the value tap. You are switching the value tap on and giving them value with every text, with every call, with every time you knock on the door. They might not actually want you to be doing that, but subconsciously you are feeding their value. You're pushing them on that pedestal. You are saying that you deserve my time. I want to dedicate my time to you. I want to spend my valuable time texting you, begging you, pleading with you to come back to me. Please come back to me. I can't live my best life without you. I need you. You are giving them value. So what happens if you stop texting them? What happens if you stop calling them? What happens if you decide, I'm not going to wait outside where they work anymore. I'm not going to try and grab a quick word. I'm just going to focus on me, my own life, and not my dumper anymore. If you do this, if you decide to concentrate on you rather than them, you are cutting off a value tap. You have turned it off. You are no longer allowing your expert dumper to feel that flow of value going towards them. You are no longer feeding their ego. You are no longer allowing your dumper to feel inflated by your missing them. So if you don't behave in a way which is needy, if you don't text or call, if you don't behave in a way where you're giving them value, what happens? Well, your ex-bedumper, slowly but surely, will start to feel the loss of the value that you were giving them. Okay, they probably didn't actually want you, in a conscious sense, to be texting them, but they got used to it. They somewhat expected it. And when it didn't come, it made them feel confused. It made them feel a little uneasy. And it started to decrease their value. Instead of increasing their value and pushing them on that pedestal, it is decreasing slowly but surely every single day. Now, what happens when they lose enough of the value that you had been inflating them with? Well, the scales of value between you and them start to realign. They're no longer the more valuable person within your relationship. The scales of value balance out, and if it gets to that stage, that is when they are most likely to reconsider their thoughts, their decision, to look back on the breakup and potentially even regret it, wondering where you are, wondering what you're doing, wondering why you aren't giving them that boost that you always used to, because maybe no one else is, and even if they are perhaps not giving them the boost that you used to. You had a special, magical relationship once between you. Now, there is nothing at all. They dumped you, but at first, you still gave them value. But now you've taken it away. It's gone. It's decreasing. They're wondering. They're confused. They're feeling you're acting very mysteriously. And if it gets to a point where they start to miss you, that is when they will reach out to you. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.